LXN podcast, a resource for Lexington teachers to learn about innovative technology to use in your classroom, as well as tips and tricks to streamline your workload. I'm Lisa Rhodes, one of the elementary digital learning coaches.
I'm Rachel Kuberry, the district's assistive technology specialist.
And I'm Ann Kim Tenner, the high school digital learning coach.
Just a reminder, the opinions expressed are those of the individual hosts and guests. Make sure you check out the show notes for more information, resources, and other podcasts.
Now, here's our show.
Welcome to episode 2. We are on our way. It's so exciting to bring you an easy-to-access professional development tool. Today, we will be talking with Julie Spang, another digital learning coach, about being a new teacher and coach to the district. She will also discuss green screening, a way of superimposing images and video to create fantastical projects for student engagement. Following the interview, Ann will follow up with some green screen tips and possible curriculum ideas. Now here's our show.
Hi, Julie. Welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you for having me, Rachel.
So we've invited Julie on both to speak as a new teacher and as a DLC. So Julie is Julie Spang, who is one of our elementary DLCs at Estabrook, Ridge, and Harrington. But she also joined the Lexington team last year. So thank you for being here, Julie. And I'd really like to hear from you a little bit about being a DLC, what that means to you, and what you have to offer our teachers.
Sure. Well, for me, a digital learning coach is really someone who can approach bringing a teacher into a more comfortable zone with technology, whether it's just for their own personal use or, of course, more importantly, how they can bring technology into the classroom. And so I try to do that by first building relationships, which kind of ties into your whole theme of a new teacher, because that certainly was a challenge for me last year.
Right.
Having to figure out how to meet people and how to connect and build the kind of trust that you need for teachers to want to take a chance and try something new in their classroom. So that was a big building block for me last year. But really, you know, my job and our job as digital learning coaches is to inspire teachers to think about new ways of engaging students in the lessons that they're teaching and to try to infuse technology where it makes sense.
Great. So I know that you have been doing some recent professional development around green screening.
I have, yeah.
And I was curious to hear a little bit more about that in the context of, you know, what you're learning, but also maybe some ideas for teachers, both teachers that are new and want to try something, you know, different and exciting with technology, but also our teachers that have been here a while, because I think green screening is something that some teachers use, but is relatively new for most teachers.
Yeah, it is. And I can't remember whether the green screen kits that we have available in Lexington were available before I was there or just last year, but that this is definitely a technology that we're slowly trying to introduce to teachers. Green screening for me is something that has been around. I've used it for a good 5 years at my last job at Groton Dunstable. And the very basics of green screening is that you take either an image or a video and then with a green background, and then superimpose a video or image in that green background, much like the weather forecasters do.
Right.
But what's exciting to me, I guess, is how versatile this kind of technology is. This is something that you can use from grades K to 12, and really any subject matter. And so I think that's what excites me the most. It's not one app that might be great for the third grade. It's really something that is applicable to everybody. And so, yeah, I've taken a class this summer. It's been great. I've taken a class with Tracy Jansen and Lisa Rhodes, both elementary digital learning coaches on my team. And we're really just learning some of the special tips and tricks. I've definitely known how to green screen for a long time. I've used it quite a bit with teachers. Sometimes I'll use it in a whole class setting where each student will create a video and create a green screen. But as my practice evolved and as teachers kind of evolved into considering choice projects for students as opposed to everyone doing the same thing. It was kind of exciting to have green screen as a choice for students. And I feel like when students have a choice that that's the projects that, or that's a technology that they want to use, that it can be even more creative because the students are owning that choice and really loving the idea of the green screen as an option.
Yeah, I think that choice is really something that, you know, technology and your role as a DLC, that you really see give creative freedom and extra responsibility to students because they get to have a bit more of a voice in their work and how they choose to demonstrate their work. And that can really capitalize on their individual strengths to be able to demonstrate their knowledge and what they've learned in a way that's most meaningful to them. So I think that that's really
absolutely
cool. In talking about the green screen projects you've done in the past, knowing that you've worked with them, you know, here and in Groton Dunstable, and you're doing a new professional development, could you give us an example of a project that you've done with green screening or you've seen teachers do that? Because I think some teachers might understand green screen, right? That picture, the video, or the picture on picture. Okay, I understand that weatherman example, but how does that fit into my classroom?
Absolutely. Well, I will tell you, from my middle school experience, we had a lot of students in a science class use green screening as a way to display their knowledge with a science experiment. So they would do an experiment on video with a green background and then have a real interesting lab-like background. So it's a great connection in science. It's like I said, it's a great connection anywhere. I've also used green screening to highlight areas of the world, knowledge that students have about areas in the world that that you can't really visit easily. So we had students in the second grade at Harrington do a project on Ghana where they talked about what they learned. But then there were, you know, people from Ghana or students from Ghana or material from Ghana in the background that kind of made that story come to light. And, oh, God, that there are so many ways to use this technology. I've used it in social studies for sure, where students talk about areas of the world that they have learned about, geography, what have you. And then there's just a lot of creative things that you can do with green screening. I had one teacher who used to try to select a citizen of the month, someone who really exemplified those social emotional skills that we want to, to celebrate. And they would come down and just create a fun and easy breezy green screen video as a part of their poster about the citizens of the month and the kinds of things that they wanted to celebrate. Qualities.
Awesome. So you mentioned that we have green screen kits now that teachers can check out. Do they get those themselves or do they contact their DLC?
For the most part, you really should contact the DLC. There's a number of different pieces of equipment that we have available. Okay. We have two Padcaster kits and it's a whole setup where you have a tripod, and a stand that will hold your iPod. There's microphones. So it's not super complicated, but it's something you probably do want your DLC to help you learn how to use. But we also have every school now has a library set of multimedia iPads that have the app. It's called Green Screen by Do Inc. It's an amazing app. Very, very easy to use. And so we've built some capacity, particularly in the elementary schools where the multimedia apps, iPads didn't exist before last year. And that's, you have like at least a whole class set or maybe half class set, I think, where you have a lot of capacity to take those videos and to have the students learn how to build the green screen.
Cool. So if our teachers have more questions about green screening, their first person to contact would be you guys, their school-based DLC.
Absolutely. And like I said, this is so applicable in so many different areas that if you as a teacher don't have an idea, that your DLC
I think that's
well.
A great perspective.
So just, Absolutely. Just talk about what's coming up. And I often will tell teachers, think about the lesson that you like the least, the one that doesn't inspire you. And let's take that lesson and really
I love that. Let's close on that, Julie, because I think that that's a really great way for teachers to think about both green screen projects, but also their greater work that they do with the DLC. Pick that project that you don't like and amp it up. That's great.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you for being with us today, Julie. I really appreciate it.
Well, no problem. Thanks for having me and have a great summer, Rachel.
Hi, I'm Anne, and I'm going to talk to you about some of the tools Julie used for green screening. And like Julie said, you can use green screening at all levels. At elementary, there are school iPads which have the green screen app and the app iStopMotion. At all levels, you can use Photo Booth on the MacBook Airs or on iPads. All projects need a well-developed storyboard, and you'll need good lighting and interesting viewpoints, like straight down at the table. Students can work together to make a recreation of a scene from a story in English, meet a famous person in history, or do a news report from a famous event. They can pretend to order food in a foreign country, pretend to be a cell moving throughout the body, and more. The sky's the limit. And like Julie said, if you have an idea but need help with planning and executing, please reach out to your building digital learning coach. We're here to help. Good luck!
Thank you for listening to the Lex Tech in 10 podcast. Don't forget to reach out to any one of us or your building digital learning coach for questions and assistance. That's what we're here for. Also, check out our website, gg.gg/LexTechIn10, where you can find show notes and other resources. Do you have an idea for a future podcast? Would you like to be featured on a future podcast? Email us at lextechin10@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.